The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to
you.
Can Zip with
Can
us.
Can Zip with us.
I'm Ashley.
Episode 199.
What? Oh my God. yeah,
can
we
you
are
believe it?
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess I can. So listen, cause I never thought when we started this, like that, I never thought like, well, this will be a fun little thing to do for a little bit. I was like, I think I always thought like 10-year plan, you know, like this is not going to be a short-term thing, but I heard a statistic, something, I wonder if I saved it onto, where do you think I learned it? Where I learn everything these
TikTok.
Days. TikTok. He said that like 99% of podcasts don't make it past 3 episodes. And for the people that do, for the podcasts that do make it past 3 episodes, like another 85% of them don't make it past a year. And
wow.
I just thought, you know, here we are crushing it still. It's 4 years.
Years
so we're
later.
200 episodes and almost 4 million downloads. That's just on this, the Tuesday show, not including Patreon.
Yeah.
And 4 years in November, you know, this is crazy.
Crazy. And like
this is crazy
in the meet. And we've kind of gone through some pivotal years, I feel like, as well. We've become moms.
Yeah.
You know, when we launched this podcast, we were drunk in my living room.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Or my dining room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We were just mm-hmm. like having a good old time. I mean, there's a whole mm-hmm. story. You guys know the whole story, but we were just 20 somethings.
We were 20 somethings.
Were we 30s?
Yeah. I mean, we're 37 now.
Late 20 somethings.
I mean, whatever. Age is just a number. I felt for sure like I was still in my 20s.
We were in our 30s. I thought we were in our late 20s.
Well, I mean, if the math, no. if
4 years.
We want to trust the math, 30s. Which who wants to trust math? But if we wanted to trust math, we're 37 now and we started it 4 years ago. So that puts us, at about 27 or so. You know, it checks out, Colleen.
I felt like a 20 something. We have the spirit of 20 somethings and we still have the spirit of 20 somethings, but we became mothers. I felt like we had done the podcast forever before I had Ben, right?
Because I feel like we also did YouTube. You know, we did that for a while.
That's what I'm thinking.
We did like YouTube before I moved to Arizona. And then when I did that first summer back, we did Instagram lives. And then at the end of that summer is when we were like, we probably should do the podcast thing. And now.
Yeah.
Like I think about it and I'm so, oh, I mean, beyond grateful for it. But like, really, I wonder where our friendship would be if we didn't have this. Because like, it's like when I get together with the girls from Oregon, you know, our squad, our core girls, it feels like not a day's gone by. But I don't talk to any of them because I'm not good at being,
right.
not good. And so I feel like we would still be close and besties, but it would not be to the level that we are now. With the podcast and like how in
correct.
I feel like, you know, I know everything about you. I learn things that I never would have learned just by being your friend. Cause we bring weird topics and it's like, you know, I learn things about your childhood.
Yes.
And, you know, it's cool.
And so mission accomplished. Because the whole reason we just the whole reason we did this really was like to try and get a show on the Food Network, but that was back in the YouTube days. And then one thing led to the next. But also it became another reason, I feel like, when you moved, which was what you just outlined of like, how do we, because we're both not foam people.
Yeah.
And how do we keep the fire burning over long distance, which some think is impossible. And we've proven the opposite. And it's not the same. It's not the same. There was a moment when Ash was in town where it was on my birthday morning, and she came in with like a bottle of champagne in her hand. And just like it, I told Ash, I was like, God, that just, I get these flashbacks. It reminds me of all of the times we would walk into each other's houses. And it was like instant, like energy field.
Yeah. Your home was my home.
Instant.
Yeah. My home was yours. Yep.
And it got that moment back where I was like, oh, I love that moment. Yes. I love that moment right there. And that's not possible over, you know, being apart. But it was special. It's special to be together. And this podcast is so precious to me because it keeps us in each other's worlds very closely.
Yeah.
And that's so beautiful. And 200 episodes, guys, we've got some celebrating to do. Were you about to say something before I launched?
Well, I was going to say, so, you know, we're going through financing with buying this new house. I know you don't like to talk about money. I'm not going to get specific, but, we're going this with this lender, and he's like, okay, this, he was like, okay, anything else that I'm missing? Any other, you know, investments or source of income that isn't, you know, like, are you getting alimony and stuff like that? And I was like, oh, and I looked at John and I was like, does this include you can sit with us? Like, should I tell him about that? And he's like, oh, no, yeah, tell him about that. And so I gave him the figures, right? And I was like, I don't know if, like, you need to know about that, but this is a little thing, and or this is a thing. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, that's 10% of your income, so we definitely want to include it. And I was just like, this little thing that started as being ridiculous, trying to get a show, like you said, on the Food Network, has then helped us maintain this friendship and beyond, has also brought tons of other people into our lives, has also brought, like, you know, with Meg and Barb, helped other people's relationships. And it is like, we're being paid to be friends. And it just, to the point where the guy is like, yeah, we need to include that. It's like, all of it is mind blowing and really cool, you know? So
very cool.
Yeah.
I just love it. And all of it, it wouldn't be possible without people who actually care about listening and who have come along with us. And to celebrate this amazing community that we have and the 200th episode upon us, we are launching a special merch line that is available now.
Yeah.
Go to sixsquadpod.com/shop. There are going to be some new staples in the store, including, you guys can't see, but I'm looking at Ashley right now wearing the most beautiful, what you called it, orchid. I called it lavender. Did I have it mixed up? It's beautiful.
No, this is lavender to me, but the official color, like when Brittany said, here's the orchid, like we could put it on orchid. But to me, orchid is much more vibrant. So this feels like lavender, but I guess the title is orchid.
It's our new You Can Sip With Us merch staple. It's lavender. So perfect, because we've been talking about that for weeks with hot pink You Can Sip With Us. There is Exist Loudly. For those of you who follow Ashley on IG, you've seen her rocking this shirt for a while. Come as you are. Show who you are to the world. This podcast has helped me do that. And I absolutely love that shirt. There is, this one's cool. Sip Squad University, a black crew neck, perfect for fall. Really? Yeah. It's so cute. And the Sip Squad University is like a shiny, I don't want to say metallic, but it's like a shiny, cool black on like a matte black sweatshirt. So super cute. And we're going to be sharing on the next episode. And guys, email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. We're going to be, there's another one. I've got it. I've got it. But, do I? hold on. Okay, but really quick, let me finish this train of thought. So if you have learned something on this podcast, if there's been a nugget of information, anything you've taken away, whether it's something you can relate to or some comfort or something that's challenged you or changed you or that you've like adopted into your home, everyday, corporate, whatever life or a product. This community is also like a university because we all learn from each other. So email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com and share that, because on next week's episode, we're going to be sharing the best of what have we taken away from these 200 episodes. So hit us up with that.
And I also want to say
relaunching. Oh, go ahead.
I imagine that we will be getting things that are like, oh, you know, how beautiful friendship is and stuff. And like send those, yes. But I really want to hear some of your guys' like specific, maybe it's a specific moment or like even one single product, like this product you guys told me about and I use it every day or whatever, right? Like, sure the high level in general is good, but if you guys can think specific, because I kind of want to go down a little memory lane with you guys, you know?
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. And then we're also relaunching. We've restocked and relaunched one of our most popular merch items ever, which is our Dusty Rose hoodie. Is it a hood? It's like a beach wash hoodie.
Yeah.
But it's lighter than like a traditional sweatshirt, right?
It's a lighter like fall transitional piece.
Oh, so good. Super soft. Mm-hmm. Beautiful dusty rose color with white. You can sip with us. That one has been sold out for a long time. So to celebrate 200 episodes, that one has been restocked. And then the fourth new piece, which is also going to be a merch staple. I feel like 200 episodes feels like a bottle of champagne opening. And we have a shirt that is so cute. It's a graphite gray shirt with a bright pink sip, sip, hooray. It's our celebratory shirt. It's so freaking cute. All these things are so awesome. You won't regret it. So go to sipsquadpod.com/shop.
One of the things that has come into my life over the course of this podcast that has become kind of a major player, and I have referenced it many times, is now an official sponsor of the podcast. And that is Dime Beauty. So if you follow me personally, or you listen to my skincare episodes, you've heard me reference Dime and talk about Dime many times, but now they're coming to the pod and helping sponsor here. And I am so freaking excited. Call gets to try the product finally that I've been raving about. What I love about this company is it started with like a husband and wife. It's a, you know, a small business, family owned business. And they went to school to, it was like dermatology school or something like that. And then they started realizing, one, how much like skincare is marked up, how it becomes not affordable for a lot of people, like good quality skincare. And also how much crap gets injected into skincare that our skin actually doesn't need. And so then they were on a mission to go create skincare that is affordable, but high quality and super clean. So they don't have, you know, fragrance. They don't have parabens, phthalates. They are vegan, cruelty-free, eco-friendly. I love their bottles. They're all in glass. So the company itself is amazing and it has done amazing things for my skin. So I would recommend just getting one of their big bundles because they gave us a code for you guys and their bundles are already discounted. Then you can put the code on top of that, but it's going to get you your entire skincare line. And you can go back and listen to the skincare 102 episode or whatever it was, where I tell you the order of which way that you should be applying your skincare and buy yourself a routine, stick with it, and you will see it change before your eyes. I'm especially fond of, they just came out a couple months ago with their Wonder Screen. And it is, you know how I feel about SPF, y'all, but it does not have a white cast. It is high in zinc, so it's really good protection, but you could literally put it inside your eyeballs and it won't burn. And I feel like sunscreen specifically in the US has all kinds of stuff in it that isn't really great for your skin. And you guys know, you put it on, you go to the beach, goes into your eyes as soon as you start sweating, and then you're blind and you hate it. This is not going to do that. I love their TBT cream and their serum, which is the Turn Back Time. They've got perfumes that are clean and smell delicious. They've got eyelash and eyebrow serum. They've literally got everything. So go and shop the site and like buy every single one because I have yet to meet a product that they've made that I don't love.
Ash, you have never let me down on your skincare recs. Dime is not going to let you guys down. I'm so stoked for this partnership here on the pod. So, okay, you guys, when you try these products out, make sure you use our code SIP with us 20 for 20% off your entire order. Remember, Dime also provides free shipping on orders over $49. So use our code SIP with us 20 for 20% off your entire order. If you haven't tried Dime Beauty yet, make sure you do.
It doesn't say the website, but it's just dimebeautyco.com. I mean, you just Google Dime Beauty, but it doesn't say it in the ad, but that's where you go. All right. Okay. Perfecto. What are we doing, right, Paul?
We're dipping into the mailbag today.
Yeah, we are.
Also, are you sipping on anything? We got so carried away about our 200th episode that we like fumbled the basics.
Yeah, you know? Right. I don't know if what we said our names. On? I hope we did. But I'm Ashley and I'm drinking a gluten-free beer. Your hair looks really pretty, Carl.
Is it a good?
Yeah, thank it's you. The Holidaily hazy. I've had it before on the pod, but I was feeling like a beer today. And if you're going to get gluten-free beer, you need to do the Holidaily. It's the absolute best. But it's the blue one, the hazy, you know? Yeah. Big fish daddy. I don't know what it's called. Big something. And I'm using the koozie that Megan gave us.
Mm-hmm. I should go get mine. But okay, I have been really into beer the last couple of weeks. Beers have just sounded. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because there's like the yeast in it. Yeah. It's good for milk production.
And my body's just like telling me that. Yeah. It's
yep.
Isn't that crazy? So and I've been into IPAs, which I've never not liked IPAs, but I've always like if I'm at a brewery, I'm going to order a stout. I'm going to order something dark, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And lately, all I want is IPAs. So I'm drinking it's hazy. It's a Sierra Nevada.
Same. Great.
Yep.
We're both drinking hazies. You're going to get a little hazy.
Cheers, my dears.
Cheers.
Okay. On with the show. We're dipping in to the mailbag. Okie doke. Subject, baby mama needs advice. First of all, love you ladies. I've been around for a while and I love your relationship. Listening to you guys makes me so happy and lightens my life. I need some advice or insight from other mama bears. I have an almost 17-month-old tornado of a toddler who is the best thing ever. And I'm currently 20 weeks pregnant with the final piece of our puzzle. We're not finding out the sex, so we call the baby Nugs. Anyway, Nugs and I have been through a lot in the last 20 weeks, thinking it was twins, realizing it wasn't, getting COVID, having 12 weeks blood work come back, possibly not viable, then having the follow-up blood work submitted wrong and having to do it again, to now at the 20-week appointment, finally seeing Nugs on the screen with a heartbeat, two arms, two legs, a torso, and a head, and then having a doctor call to tell me everything is normal. All that is to say, I'm finally starting to gain weight after losing so much the first 20 weeks, but I want to start getting into a morning routine and don't even know where to start. Weston, my toddler, wakes up anywhere from 6 to 7:30 and baby daddy wakes up at 5:30 to get ready for work. I'd love to have a skincare routine, movement, maybe some meditation to work in and have some me time before the tornado wakes up. Any advice you could give to a full-time working, coming home to mama bear status while also trying to work at having time for hubs and myself, mama, would be greatly appreciated. I have a feeling it's just waking up earlier, but I'm in need of y'all's tangible advice and must-dos for this almost mama of two. Love y'all, and if you ever want to come to the Great White North, we will embrace you with open arms, parkas, and warm Timmy's coffee. Thanks for everything you do from all your listeners, Rochelle. This is like this email. I relate to it so much. And I feel like so many, like, everyone does. Like, every woman with children or no children, it's like we put so much pressure on ourselves to do it all the time. And there's also just a lot of inherent demands when you have built a career of any kind, when even if you're, or if you're a stay-at-home mom, and you're also, it's like the in juggle between how do I contribute to taking care of the home, take care of myself, take care of my family, have all the times for all the things, you know?
Right. Yeah. So you're a little closer to this window. I when she's writing that, I'm like, yeah, that would, that sounds wonderful. Let me know when you find out what a good morning routine is. Cause I don't really, like, I have tried so many times to develop a morning routine. And when I do, on the off chance, like wake up early, I'm like, oh, I'll just get out of bed and I'll get up. It always feels really good, but I've never stuck with it. I'm not a morning routine person. So I've always, like, some people in my world, like entrepreneur and personal development, they all say, you know, get up before the sun and do all these things. And it just never worked for me. But so I always did, here's my non-negotiables. Like, these are my daily non-negotiables that I do. And it's like, whenever I get them done in the day, then that still is good. Which is like, you know, movement, personal development, you know, taking care, showering, like, you know, basic things. But and for me, it was posting on social media for a lot of years, things that made me feel good and accomplished. And those are my non-negotiables. But I can see, having kids, why you, like, doing it in the morning is important, because otherwise the day gets away from you so fast. There's always so much to do. But you're more close to where she is. So have you found any routines that have been helpful for you?
The only time I found a really good routine for a while, and I talked about it on here, was when Ben was pretty consistently waking up at the same time, so I could plan around that. Mm-hmm. And the challenge when you are in a stage where there's unpredictability, like I can't, Ellie's very unpredictable on her wake up time right now. And so I don't want to start a workout that I might not be able to finish if I'm, cause she's going to eat from my boobs, like, right when she wakes up. So Chris cannot do that. So there's like, right. Mm-hmm. There's some inherent challenges when you have not, like, a predictable routine right now. And, so I actually have adopted exactly what you have, Ash, where I have, there's certain things that I know I want to do within a day or within a week. Mm-hmm. And, like, for my workouts, for example, I keep it pretty vague, because the way I've, for me, what's worked for me being able to continue working out is to do workouts that I really enjoy, but not necessarily follow, like, doing the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. Like, I, like, Monday's not arms day, for example.
Right.
So I write out, I put it in my reminders app, and I write out cardio, strength, upper strength, lower, full body strength, Pilates, rest, core. And it's just these little check boxes. And then whatever I feel like doing that day, or whenever I have the time, I'm like, oh, what do I feel like doing today? I do it, and then I check it off.
Oh, that's
because
cool.
It feels like, yeah. And, like, I think you should just embrace. For me, it was embracing, this is not the chapter of my life right now to be able to uphold being able to do it all. So
structure.
What are the most important things? Structure.
Yeah.
So what are the most important things? Because I can prioritize, like, two things a day. What are the things that I can ask for help with? And what are the things that I can let go?
Mm-hmm.
Or just be okay with it not being done the way I would want it done.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not necessarily figured all this out, because there are days where I'm like, whoa, we are just drowning. Right.
Yeah.
Now. There's dishes in the sink. There's kids who need baths. There's what's for dinner. There's, like, so much, you know. But the more that you can kind of write everything down that needs to get, that you want to do, the ideal list, and then kind of piece it out to kind of plan what's possible. Like, for us, we have to have HelloFresh. We do. And this is not an ad. They're one of our partners, but, like, we can't do it all. So we need help. And that's one of the ways. Three nights a week, we do HelloFresh, and it's just, like, kind of dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
We chose to, like, spend money on having a house cleaner who's amazing. She's, like, the best, because I was stressing myself out. Like, Chris and I both were trying to do it all, and we just can't. So that's, we financially planned to, like, be able to do that versus, like, cutting back on, like, eating out, you know, because that's worth it to us for, like, our mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But map it out, be okay with like, I know I'm going to get a workout done every day. I don't know when.
Yeah.
It's when it happens, it happens. And then communication with your partner is also critical. And being, this took me, has taken me a long time and is still something that I'm really working on, is asserting what I need. And that's something that I learned in counseling, is like, not just like, I don't even know if I'm always in tune with what I need. You know, because I'm just focused on making everyone else not happy, but just supporting the needs of other people. It's inherent, in just my wiring. And so checking in with myself, and then how I do that is I check in with Chris and I say, what do you have any needs? Like, how are you? What are your needs? And Chris will be like, I need a shower. And then he'll ask me, what are my needs? And I'm like, I haven't gotten a workout in today. And then we figure that out together. How is he going to get his needs met? How am I going to get my needs met? But that daily check-in, like with your partner, can be really helpful.
Yeah. I mean, as I was listening to her write in, I thought, good for you that you want to do this. But also I thought, there's no way I could have. And so, because when I was pregnant, for me, my need was like with Mac, it was sleep. I needed so much sleep. I was permanently exhausted, and it was really hard. But it was like, well, I'm growing a human, so I'm just going to allow myself to have this time. And so I would say have the intentions that you want, but also be gentle with yourself that what you're doing right now, even when you do nothing, is really freaking incredible. Like growing another human with all of the organs and like, you know, the lungs and the heart and the legs and like all of that is insane. And so we don't really need to have a to-do list on top of it. And so give yourself the credit for that, but then do the whatever other little things that you can, but don't think that you're failing if you opt to sleep in instead of do your morning routine or whatever one day.
Totally. Give yourself so much grace in this chapter of your life. Mm-hmm. We also we have a listener who needs all of our good vibes and prayers and support. So this is from Deja, who is a longtime soul sipper and longtime listener. And her name, she's written in multiple times. Hi, Deja. I know you and I care about you. And thank you for listening and supporting the pod. She wrote, on Tuesday, September 13th, my almost 10-month baby girl, Hallie, is having her second surgery. She was born with, I'm going to botch this, craniotenosis, which means she was born with no soft spot. And her soft spot was prematurely fused together. In March, she had her first surgery where they took a piece of her skull out and placed springs to hold the soft spot in place while her head shape shifted. This surgery she's having on Tuesday is the spring removal. She's a nurse at a local hospital here in Southwest Washington. And although my nurse brain is handling all this okay, my mama brain and heart is hurting. When she had her last surgery, I was listening to the pod to distract myself. And I plan to do the same next Tuesday. If you would share this on the pod, just asking for good vibes, prayers, and just support for a fellow mama soul sipper. Thank you so much, Deja.
So that's today. As you guys are listening to this.
That is today.
Deja is, her daughter is having her operation. So we are sending, I just got a warm feeling in my chest. Like it's good vibes. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to happen beautifully for her.
I am going to forward you her email, Ash, because she included a picture of her daughter who is the cutest little girl. Just warrior, adorable.
Man. Yeah.
Deja, I want you to close your eyes right now. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. And I want you to feel the thousands and thousands of people right now who are sending you all of their virtual good vibes. Mm-hmm. We love you. Mm-hmm. Okie doke. Okay, Mariah, coming in with a good would you rather. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
She said, I've been holding on to these for a hot minute, but I'm finally getting to send them in. Hashtag mom life. And you guys, if you have burning questions for us, whether it's a life dilemma or you want to know something random or want to put us on the spot, email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. All right. What would you name a yacht?
Oh, if I owned a yacht? Oh, gosh. Well, honestly, my first gut is to name it Follow Your Bliss, because that's what my team name is with Beachbody, and that would probably be why I could own a yacht. I mean, I'm not saying that you can make all the money in the world with fucking, I gotta like put disclaimers in because of the FTC, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
But I would, that's the first, I feel like I want to like think for months about what I would name a yacht, but since I am on the spot, that's what my first instinct was.
Yeah. Like, you know, my first was not probably what I'd actually name it, but I'll tell you the first thing that came into my head, which was a pun, kind of.
Okay.
Yachtski.
Oh, that's cute. Little Yachtski. For a ride on the Yachtski.
Instead of Yahtzee. You know, like you've got the grand jackpot.
Yeah. I love it.
One size too small shirt or pants?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Okay. I feel like pants, because I still do this. I take a little hairband and I wrap it through the hole and like do the, you know, loop doop or whatever, and then I put it over the buckle or the button, so it gives me like a stretchy little extra room. And when you're sitting down, you can undo your pants, you know? So I feel like I would choose, but the answer is neither. But if I have to choose one, I think I'm choosing pants.
That's the correct answer.
Okay. Okay.
Like what you just outlined made it very clear. What you just said, I was like, yes, that is the correct answer.
Yeah.
And then you can just wear an oversized shirt over
it. Right, oversized shirt. Yeah. Fruity
or chocolate gas station snacks? I think we could do a whole segment on ultimate gas station snacks.
We actually should do that.
You know,
I mean, at this point, I can say 100% that I'm doing fruity, but I would like to do a deeper dive into gas, like road trip snacks, you know, road trip, like a road, just a road trip 101 is what we should do.
Are you grabbing Sour Patch Kids or like what is it?
Okay. Do you know what fucked me up? The glucose goddess, because at this point, I don't really want to buy candy in general. You know,
I know.
I'm not she's road screwed up our the way whole life. To. She's hosed me up for my whole freaking life. And it's not right. Yeah. It's like if I didn't buy candy, it was because I shouldn't, because I'm dieting and I have to lose weight. Now it's like, no, that's actually terrible for your body. But so like if I could ignore this knowledge about how sugar impacts your body, I would be going, And also before the gluten intolerance, licorice. These are my like go-tos. It'd be like licorice. I love Good and Plenty's. I think Sour Patch are always a hit, especially I really like the Sour Patch watermelons. Sometimes I would get like a Mike and Ike, a box of Mike and Ikes, especially like their berry mix. Those are probably like my top contenders. And then sometimes Mamba, but Mamba's hit and miss because I want the pink flavors. And you never know when you're getting a Mamba. Are you getting a yellow and an orange and then one pink? Or are you getting...
Yeah, like, we need to travel together because I'll take care of all those.
What? You'll eat all...
I will take care of all those. All of them. Every Mamba color. Mamba are top tier.
Oh, okay. Candy.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you buy what do you buy on a road trip? Are you going fruity? Are you going chocolate?
Mambas are problematic. So there's a difference between a road trip gas station candy and going to the gas station before a movie. Because Mambas are problematic in a movie theater.
They're
way
loud.
Too much.
You know, Rapper City.
Kicked out of there. If I'm going to the movie theater, I'm grabbing Junior Mints.
Licorice.
And probably M&M's.
Okay, you're going chocolate.
Yeah, but if I'm going on a road trip, I'm grabbing, this isn't a candy, but I'm grabbing Ruffles cheddar chips in like the fun packs that they serve. I'm grabbing Mambas. I'm grabbing a Charleston Chew. That's a low-key top tier gas station. You betcha. You betcha.
You could have given me 100, say, here's 100 slots. And I don't like fill out top things. I don't think Charleston Chew would have made my top 100. That is means a road that I need trip to try it because that is
car candy.
That's a sneaker. Yeah. Sounds like that's a sneaker that that I'm sleeping on and I shouldn't be.
Oh God. You know, the other one I used to get all the time is like, they're kind of soury and then they get soft. They're like, oh shoot. Sorry. And they're like circles and not red gobstop. And green and yellow. No, Skittles? No, no, no. No. Hold on. They're like soft and chewy. I gotta get to the bottom of this right now. Soft and chewy.
Am I gonna know what they are?
Sour. Oh yeah.
Are they? Okay. And you said they're round. They're circles.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be like the lemon head thing? But they're like, you know, grape head and all the other heads.
No.
Okay.
I will figure this out, you guys.
She's looking in her phone to
sweets, chewy sweet tarts.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, chewy sweet tarts mm-hmm. are good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sweet tarts are those.
Yeah, they're like little discs. Yeah. See what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, and those are the.
That's
sour
a top
ones,
tier but, situation.
Uh huh. Those are good. Sweet tarts remind me. And if it's in the morning, when I was little, going to the movies. When I was little, it was always licorice sweet tarts. And then remember, I think they still exist, but they're like, it's like a paper with tons of dots on them. You got to peel it off and they're like yellow, blue, and pink. They're like neon colored dots on the paper. Do you know what I'm talking about? And mm-hmm. sometimes you'd peel it off and the paper mm-hmm. would still be stuck to mm-hmm. it. And you'd be like, okay, you try to pick it off and then you'd say, well, fuck it. I'm just going to eat the paper anyway. And then you, because you were just like, whatever they're called, those little candy dot paper things.
Yeah.
Those remind me of movies. I can't tell you the last time I went to a store to buy candy for a theater. I can't even. I think the last movie I saw in a theater was The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. Wasn't it Joaquin Phoenix? Oh, wow. So.
Yeah.
While ago.
Forever ago. If it's in the morning, and this is, I haven't done this in a long time. Gas station coffee. Underrated. I used to go.
Every one of them?
When I would drive across. Yeah, because they all have like the same machine and you can just hit like vanilla caramel latte and it's just sugar coffee.
Yeah.
And it just goes and then they have all the creamers you can pick from. So you can dump in like 30 creamers. You know, not
the graveyard.
Whatever, do
the graveyard.
But before I cared about coffee in any way, gas station coffee was like a top tier situation. And I would, even right now, I'm on the record, gas station coffee is delicious.
But it has to be morning, you think? Like, because that's like when it's fresh?
Yeah. Okay. Only because I just don't drink coffee in the afternoon because I'm old now and it keeps me up at night.
Here's a fun fact hot take. I am not sure, and I can't, I'm not willing to bet my life on it or anyone I love's life, but I'm pretty positive I've never purchased a gas station coffee. I'm thinking even when we drove from Portland to Nashville or wherever we were, I don't even think I probably purchased a coffee. I was probably doing other caffeine drinks or something. I don't think I've ever had gas station coffee. You're really opening up my world here.
I don't think you're going to die anytime soon. However, I think you can't. Like, it's kind of like you should do it.
I can't go before. Can't kick the bucket until I've had this.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not like going to change your world. It's not delicious. It just feels like a thing you should.
It's a rite of passage to being
in
human.
In your life.
You need to experience it.
Yes.
Okay. I get you.
We want to go see everyone saying on the movie theater topic, everyone's saying Top Gun is amazing and you have to see it in the theaters. Mm-hmm. Like multiple people in my life have been like, have you seen Top Gun? Have you seen Top Gun? Same thing happening.
I've
to
heard
you?
The same.
Everyone's loving Top Gun.
Yeah. We did Dateline last night. Like, and we were going to go.
Been out for months or something now.
Yeah. May. I was looking yesterday at what movies are in theaters. Mm-hmm. I almost messaged you to be like, what should we go see? But then it was Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
So we did that. But I do think I want to see Top Gun in a theater.
Yeah.
You know?
Movie theaters are like really struggling right now. Just spiraling down.
Well, that makes sense to me because people, it's not as convenient as just like watching it at home. And they're expensive. Movie theaters are expensive now. I saw someone recently. I was looking because we're like, what are we going to do with the kids today? Because it's still, it's 105 here today. And we're mid-September. this is disgusting. So we're like, what are we going to do? We wish it was like 15 degrees cooler. So we got to find an indoor thing. And so I was looking on Yelp for like some indoor things. And there's this place that has an arcade / movie theater. And one of the reviews was like, you know, the wife and I, whatever, it's the best $18 we've spent in a while or something like that. And I thought, oh, 18 bucks, man. All right.
Fine. You
know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not too bad.
All right. We have more would you rathers. But before we do, you've heard us sing the praises of Pros before, the world's most personalized hair care. And for those that haven't, let me tell you about them. Okay. Pros knows that there's more to you than just your hair type. They've given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how we got started. So we went on to Pros. We answered questions like, where do we live, right? Because your zip code, where you eat, can like affect the humidity levels, all kinds of things. What are your eating habits? Tell us about your hair as it is today. What kind of damage is there? How often do you exercise? Pros is going to analyze over 85 personal factors to determine a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. And so in the mail, my Pros arrives. It's customized just for me. And I have like a lot of hair that gets like frizz factor. And I feel like through this quiz, they kind of uncovered everything. And used it for the first time. The smell, my formula, like the smell of what they put together for me. Oh my
gosh. Well, you also get to choose. Amazing. I think you get to choose your scent if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Incredible smell. And my hair felt amazing after. And I'm a picky shampoo person because my hair doesn't like all kinds of shampoos. Like one of my least favorite things is like washing my hair and then just feeling like I have to wash it again. Pros nailed it. They also have a review and refine feature. So if you want to make any tweaks, so like if you move, right, and you have a new zip code or you color your hair or make a big change to your diet, you can go back in, click on the review and refine. Also, as a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive, Pros is the best hair care you've had. They will take the products back, no questions asked.
Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/sip. That's PROSE.com/sip for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
Before we get into the rest of the Would You Rathers, I meant to tell you on Patreon, because we did Hot Topics. If you guys are new here, here's what we do Tuesdays. And then we also drop episodes on Fridays over on patreon.com/youcansipwithus. We did Hot Topics over there on Friday. And I meant to but we were talking about the queen because she died the day that we recorded for Patreon. So that was like you and I were sort of – that was the only thing that pretty much I think everyone could really – think about or talk about anyway. But The Handmaid's Tale, we're listening to this. You guys are listening to this the week of the 13th. It's new. There's new Handmaid's Tale coming out.
Yes.
Like right now, right as you guys are listening to this. So
September 14th.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So go check
it out. I'm excited for the new season. They got me kind of roped back in.
I'm
on the last
always
season.
Excited. And most of the time it pays off, but there have been times where was it that one? Or maybe it wasn't that one. It was the Carrie the Crier Homeland.
Yeah.
Where it got good. But there have been times with Homeland. Was it season maybe season two or three? One of them was like not good. Where it was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And I feel like no season has really been as good as season one, but they're in their redemption phase. So let's see. But I'm always excited.
Yeah.
And I almost bring too much excitement, I think, to the table. I need to like have my, but it's damn good TV, you know? So
I'm excited for this because I've been really focused on October because in October we get new Taylor Swift. That's the headline. Mm-hmm. And then we also get.
Is that Succession?
White Lotus.
Oh, yeah.
Succession, I think, comes out a little bit later.
November, maybe.
And so I need a, I'm excited for Handmaid's Tale because I need a bridge to get to October. I need a decent distraction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
By the way, Blackbird, very good television.
Yes. And I want to tell you about another one that I saw an advertisement for and it looks very good. It's based off of a book. Mila Kunis is in it. It's called Luckiest Girl Alive. And that's October 7th on Netflix. And apparently from what the previews look like is she has this new beautiful life in New York. And then she runs into someone from her past and it brings up all these past. And I don't know exactly what happened. It looks as though maybe there was a murder or something horrible happened. And she like blacked out that side of her memory because she was involved somehow or something. And now, and then she's like engaged in this new, beautiful New York life that she has. And all these skeletons are coming out of the closet and she's like remembering things and having more consciousness. And it looks like it's going to be good TV. So, and I like
Mila. I just wrote it down on my things to watch list. I like Mila too. And we're just kind of riffing here because we have more would you rather questions, but I like riffing a lot.
Right. Riffing is a good time.
And so I'm going to keep riffing because Mila Kunis made me think of Ashton Kutcher. And I saw on your stories that you were running with Kim Kardashian on your Peloton. So
I wish you wouldn't have added on
just
your
got Peloton tread.
I wish you would have just said I went for a run with Ashton and Kim. It's leave the people guessing. Yes,
in my neighborhood.
My neighborhood.
Yes. Yes. But I got the Peloton tread. It arrived.
Oh, good.
And what
which you didn't announce here. She got it for her birthday, guys. Right? You didn't tell the world.
And I've been wanting it for a long time. Yes. I've been wanting it for a long time, but we had a Nordic track and I was using that all the time. And I would pull up my running workout and I would just put it in the cup holder and I would do it. And so I thought, this is getting me by. This is fine. I love, you know, it's fine. It was not fine because now that I have the real deal and having that screen as I run and then the lightness, like the feeling, it's a good machine. Damn, I was missing out. And so I saw you ran with Kim.
Yeah.
So I went on and I don't, it's like, 30 minutes straight running. I don't know if I'm ready for that quite yet because I'm building up, but I did the 20 minute run, the first run.
Yeah. Him. I haven't done that one.
I loved running with him.
She walks. Kim walks a lot, by the way.
I'm a fan of.
Kim walks on.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I'll tell you, I had no idea Ashton was that kind of athlete. So I don't know how he is in the 20 minute run, but on the 30 minute run with Kim, he is freaking hauling ass and having a full on conversation interviewing Kim. I'm like, that is next level endurance, like lung endurance. How are you doing?
Yes.
He's running.
He did the same on the 20 minute.
Yeah. I was like, what? And he never stopped. Like,
his coach was Bex. Was Bex on the second one with Kim? Because that's his coach.
Does she
have
the, like the braids that had like.
Pregnant.
Metallic. Oh, no. It was a different girl then.
Oh, it was a different one.
Pregnant. Yeah.
So anyway, they pushed me, man. They pushed me hard. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But I loved it. I loved that
little
segment. I
gotta say, Peloton's marketing team. They need to be paid overtime. They need to be paid extra. Peloton's sexy, right? All their marketing is sexy.
Yeah.
This Ashton Kutcher series is genius, Mark. And then bringing on, we've talked about this. Kim is probably the biggest celebrity in the world at the moment. Certainly up there. And they got her on, right? And it felt really awesome, actually, to like run with her. And if you're a really good runner, like I loved, because I was like, oh, good. Like she's walking too, so I could walk. But if you're a good runner, it'll probably just because we're humans and we're like competing and Kim looks like she has everything in the whole wide world. But if you're a good runner, you'll be like, oh, well, that's one thing I have that Kim doesn't, because she's not a runner, you know? So you'll be like kicking ass and you'll be like, look, look at me. I'm doing it, you know? Yeah. But she walked, so don't feel intimidated. Anyway.
Long sleeve or short sleeve t-shirt?
Short sleeve. But I don't, that's like location.
The way you answered that.
What?
Okay. Long sleeve or short sleeve t-shirt for the rest of your life. I'll add that on. No matter where you go.
Well, it has to be short sleeve. Because I live in Arizona. I don't know. Now that I think about it,
for the rest of your life. Yeah, and then also traveling, you're not gonna just
and
you
also
know,
I guess I could
things,
just take my shirt off if I like needed to, if I was gonna die of heat.
Yeah.
I guess probably I do I'm love a nice long sleeve.
I do too.
So what do you choose?
I do too. I choose long sleeve.
Okay.
Because the inherent fabric of t-shirt is light. That I think a long sleeve t-shirt could get me more of a year-round situation.
Okay.
Especially where I live.
Right.
Okay. I got to paint a picture for you guys too. It is a hot day today in Portland. Hot. I'm talking 90 plus. Let's see what the...
Oh, wow.
It's okay. It's 85, but it's going to get up to 88. So it's
yeah.
very warm. Mm-hmm. However... It is so windy right now. We have a flag outside of our house and it is whipping around. And it is so windy that they're proactively cutting the power in a lot of places because this is the same kind of weather that we had when we had those historic fires.
Because like
just
what?
A couple
power
years
poles
ago.
Went down or like trees went into power poles and started fires?
Trees can fall into the power line.
Oh, wow.
Sparks, fire, and then rapid fire spread, which is what happened last time. And there were multiple, that was, I mean, it was like, I talked a lot about it over on Patreon. At one point we were under evacuation notice and I was like fleeing our home.
You were worried about being able to breathe. Like, and Ben was like little.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the worst air in the world at the time for several days. Mm-hmm. And we could
scary.
Not. It was
and you
awful.
Couldn't get like purifiers because they were so, sold out everywhere. Yeah, I remember. It was scary.
Immediately sold out. It was very scary. And today I'm like, oh, do I have like some weird. It's like
PTSD.
I'm very uneasy looking outside because it's just really hot and very, very, very windy. So this is a nice distraction. Okay. Hour-long flight with screaming babies or 10 hours – screaming babies or 10 hours next to horrific body odor.
What?
I would take the screaming
100% of the time. If anyone is taking body odor 100%. For 10 hours, what is happening? An hour of your life for screaming baby? I actually have so much – I wonder if she's a mom. Because I feel like before I was a mom, I had way less tolerance for babies. I'd be like, can you shut that kid up? And now that I'm a mom, I'm like, I have so much more, like, I just am more compassionate. And I know that kids generally are doing the best that they can. And I used to blame parents for everything. And it's like, oh no, kids are their own humans. Like if a kid is screaming on the flight, I would want to like go help the mom. Like the mom is probably embarrassed and over. I'd be like, here, let me hold your baby. And I would let the baby, I would hold the baby for an hour screaming. I'd hold the baby for 10 hours screaming
same.
Over body odor. I just have like, I mean, same. I just feel totally
body different. Odor is the worst.
Last like night,
bad,
you know what else is
body
bad?
Odor is the worst.
I actually think some cologne. Is bad. Last
Ooh,
night we
really,
were out on date
really
night.
Strong.
Yes. I was sitting, it was a girl and then a guy. We were at the bar top. There was a girl and then a guy and she was there first. He was late and I thought, what's going on here? You know, do we tolerate this? But I said, okay. So I'll allow it. But he walks in and next thing I'm being accosted. I mean, I felt like my nose hairs were, you know, singeing because it was so strong. And she, there's a person in between. I don't know how. And she was facing him. Her hand was on his leg. And I thought, how are you doing that, lady? But I had to move. I moved to the other side of John. And then John was like, oh, now I can smell it. And I thought, this guy thinks, last thing I got to do before I leave, put this cologne on because that's going to make me say, you know, that's my final touch. That's my final level 10 situation. And little does he know, it made me hate his guts. So I have a thing with scents. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. I, when I, before kids, back to the plane thing, before kids, when a baby would start screaming or crying, I'd be like, F my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I went from like not 0 to 60, but I was like, okay, here we go. Yeah.
Or you know, if you sit down and you see the kids around you and you already get nervous for the flight ahead, you're like, oh
yeah.
There's a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think about the parents at all.
Right.
Ever.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
once. Mm-hmm. All I thought about was me.
Yeah. Right.
And my ears. And now I have two thoughts. one, are they okay? Everything you outlined. And then two, glad it's not mine.
Yeah.
You know, if we have our kids with us and they're not, they're like, oh,
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I think
Godspeed.
I remember where were we? We were flying somewhere and the kids are doing the best, as they always do. They're doing the best they can, but they're busy, right? And I remember, I think we were flying first class, so there's a little bit more ego that travels up at that part of the plane. And the guy's turning around, he's huffing, he's just like at loud exhales. And I'm just thinking to myself, we paid like our, you know, like we paid just as much to have seats on this plane.
Yes.
We have just as much right to breathe this fucking air as you, dude. I had zero sympathy. You heard the stories about parents that come on and they have their baby and then they pass out like baggies to the people around them with like earplugs and candy and whatever. At this point, I'm like, no, you dicks can listen to whatever my kid's gonna do because he's a human or she's a human too. Get out of here. No sympathy.
Get out.
Get out of here.
Chicken nuggets, strips, or popcorn chicken? Okay, I have two answers for this.
Okay.
Glucose goddess answer is
okay.
Strips. That's what I would order.
Why? More protein to carb ratio or something?
Well, probably just not the fried carby stuff on the outside.
Well,
just like pure protein, and I have it with. I know, but I'm saying I would order just the strips right now.
But strips are
the question is chicken nuggets, strips. Are they? Yes. I was thinking like strips of like chicken. What are strips?
They're like long nuggets. Google chicken strips. You will see like a long breaded nugget. Like, I think you're thinking like chicken tenders or like a chicken breast, but cut into smaller pieces is what you're thinking of strips.
Oh, these. Okay. No, there's two right answers here. I did Google chicken strips and this is one image that I got. And this is what I had in my head.
Okay. You have grilled strips that are
which
for
is
salad toppings.
Breast. Yes. And then there's also.
Okay,
crispy
but look at every
strips.
Those are first. Those are under
what
shopping.
What I think
calling.
Grilled.
Yeah, scroll on down. Scroll on down.
Okay. Okay. No, those are chicken fingers. Oh, all every recipe for chicken strips is breaded, and it just looks like long chicken nuggets. But also, chicken tenders is another name. That
right and chicken tenders.
I was thinking grilled chicken strips.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so now my answer changes just to fun, and I would go just straight up chicken nuggets.
Yeah. So let me tell you what my answer is. I have to ignore the fact that I can't have any of those because of gluten. But if gluten was not an issue, I'm not getting any of those. I am getting the fried chicken from the Imperial restaurant in downtown Portland. That is the best version of fried chicken on the planet. I'll go on record. Is that what it's called? Imperial? I don't know if that place.
I think it shut down.
Yeah, that makes that.
I think it shut down.
In Portland. But when she gave me the option, which fried chicken do you want? You want popcorn strips or nuggets? I thought none of the above. You only didn't give me this Imperial option because you haven't had it before. But if you had, you'd be like, well, this is in a class of its own. You would know that that needed to be on your list. Do you know what I'm saying?
Only Manny or Petty for the rest of your life?
Manny.
Petty. For me.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, well. That's my gut, I guess, Manny.
What staples do you carry in your purse?
I'm a light purse gal. You are. You're like a wristlet.
I've got the basics, the ID, the credit card, the health insurance card. And then I like sometimes when I have my purse, I always have like a chapstick or a lip gloss in there. But I usually just always borrow someone else, like yours, whatever. Yeah. Like,
and
I
then
just,
complain
like,
about your lips being on fire. Mm-hmm. Because mine are always.
I used to have a mask in there, but now I don't. Mm-hmm. And that's all she wrote, my cell phone. Like I live my life. Like I don't like to be tied to one purse for too long with too many things. And I don't like to transfer all the stuff. I like to be Let's go.
I feel like this was pre-kids, but I have memories. I wonder if I had a stopwatch for every time Call and I would go out and she had her little wristlet, but she would have like 25 cards in there. And they'd be like, okay, we need to see your ID. Yeah. And she'd open her wristlet and then be like digging through because there was no organization system. It was just like shit gets thrown in, you know, it's like digging through. I wonder how much time we have spent waiting for you to pull like your either credit card or ID or whatever it was that you were looking for out of your little, I mean, but it was a fit. You had a little wristlet. I've always had basically a checked luggage size bag. I don't go anywhere without my checked luggage. You know, I travel everywhere. Yes. I've always had.
Yes.
And I never change purses. So it is stuff from 2 years ago at the bottom. It's crusty. And I mean, but those also both seem very on brand for both of us, you know?
Yeah. Because we talked at the beginning of the episode, like, oh, all these things have changed. We've become moms. Like, that hasn't changed. A lot has not changed.
No.
And the best part about being friends with you is we'd go somewhere and be like, I'm kind of tired of carrying my wristlet. And I'd be like, hey, let me just shove this in your purse.
Put it in my luggage. No problem. I'm carrying this anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Last one. And then we got to take the rest of these on Patreon because these are really good. And there's like a billion more.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, always having poop streaks or smelling like poop.
Oh, always having poop streaks because I'm the only one that knows. Well, and John because he does the laundry, but he's contractually obligated to love me.
That's the correct answer, but still, how maddening to be going to the bathroom and be like, oh, I have poop streaks. I'm going to change
especially because
my underwear. Yeah. And no matter what.
Right. Because I feel like you would still be wiping every time until it was clean. So you'd think, oh, I'm safe. I can pull my underwear up now. And then the next time you would pee, it'd be like, what in the hell? It's like a marker.
You'd have so many clogged toilets. You'd be wiping yourself raw. Like,
I feel like what you would wanted wiping yourself raw. I think what you would probably like, what I would probably do to makeshift it would be like shove toilet paper or panty liners, but in the butthole area. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, you'd be trying brilliant. To be yes. like, okay, I'll get something disposable in here so I can just throw this out because I don't know what the hell's going on, but I can't clean the poop out. It's always there, no matter what.
Oh my God. Yeah. No sleeping naked for the rest of your life. You wake up, the bed sheets just be wrecked.
Just skid mark row.
Oopsie.
Yeah. That's skid. That's the new skid row.
You guys, we are transitioning into fall. My skin gets so freaking dry. Mm-hmm. I don't know about yours, mm-hmm. Ash. Mm-hmm. When I get out of the shower, I have like a couple of things that go on right away. Body oil is top of the list, and all of my other ones have been kicked to the curb and replaced with Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil. It is a staple in my self-care routine. I'm obsessed with it. It helps my skin stay healthy and hydrated as we get into these colder, drier months. I use it year-round, but helps me maintain that summer glow through fall. It smells so good. It goes on like not mm-hmm. too greasy at all, just like absorbs nice and smooth. Guys, I really am obsessed. This is going to be something that sticks in my bathroom forever. But it is so important to keep your skin hydrated and smooth while using safe and clean products.
You can also try this body oil in their Total Body Glow Trio Kit, which I love because then you get access to multiple products. So that's going to include their body oil, their moisturizing body scrub, and a plant-based body brush. So that's going to help you sweep away the dead skin cells and then hydrate for incredibly soft, glowing skin through fall. Like all of their products, the Total Body Glow Trio is safe, clean, responsibly sourced, vegan, cruelty-free, and powered by the sea. Find your new skincare and body care favorites at OseaMalibu.com and get a special discount for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code SIP. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. You're going to want to get it all. So go to OseaMalibu.com promo code SIP.
Let's land this bird on $199, Ash.
All right. My rant. So we go to this. This happened a little while ago, but I'm still pissed about it every time. We're loving this place right now. It's called the Culinary Dropout and just has a great vibe. Great TV, great food, great like outdoor things for the kids. You know, there's like shuffleboard. There's all the things.
Yeah.
And they also had this menu item. It was a candy bar brownie. And so but it was gluten-free. Ooh. And it was a brownie with M&Ms in it. And then they did like a marshmallow whip topping with Butterfinger crumble on top. And it was... is why when we found that, I was like, whenever we're like, where are we going to go? I'm like, there, because that place is so good. So my rant is, when you have this like tried and true, I love it, we always go because it's the best, whatever the menu item is, and then they take it off the menu.
Oh,
you can no longer get the candy bar brownie. They don't have it. And every time I still go because like the other stuff is good. But I just, every time I'm pissed, I'm like, when are you going to bring it back? And it was so good. It was probably like, I would say it's probably my favorite dessert in all of Arizona that I've had. And now it's gone. Oh, and I just think, and that it's not the first time, you know, there's times where you go to a menu, a restaurant, and you're like, oh, I'm looking forward to this one thing. And they're like, oh, we updated the menu. We don't have that anymore.
Sorry.
What?
We got rid of that one. Yeah. Come again?
Unacceptable. You're sorry? You think that's going to cover it? You have no idea what you've
ruined my life.
Yeah. You've ruined my life.
You've murdered me.
Oh,
and
you're sorry?
You're sorry? Oh, that's rich.
Yeah. That's rich. So that's my rant. What's yours?
My rant. You got plans at a certain time, right? And it's like, oh, this is going to be right after nap time. Call it 3:00.
Yeah,
I'm going to meet up with someone at 3:00. Kids are coming, right? When you have to wake up kids from a nap and rush to get them ready, kids can smell it. Kids can smell it. Oh, no. You want to be somewhere at a certain time? Let's play ball. You know, they can tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't like to be
like, oh, we're in a rush.
Kids don't like to be.
I'm not moving. No.
No.
I'm going to act like
they can feel the pressure.
I'm not doing shit.
Mm-hmm. How you win with toddlers is not anything involved with trying to get out the door within a certain amount of
time. With
a
timeline.
Like, hey, we got to get shoes on.
Yeah.
No. We got to change your outfit. Mm-mm. No. Let's go potty. Mm. No. Because they can tell that things are moving a little too fast. And so they put the brakes on ASAP. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I try and do as many things when they're sort of like in that woozy post-nap, like, change your clothes in
Where they
bed.
Haven't come to yet.
Or like, oh, we're going potty. Let's change your clothes while you're on the potty.
Right.
Before you can like.
Yeah. And they're like, what's going
you know?
On? Okay.
Like,
I guess
that's
so,
the
Mom.
Only method. But my rant is just going somewhere where you're crunched for time because they can smell it on you. And then it's just a losing game every time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I feel like that. I don't know how it is in the morning. We're not always like crunched for time in the morning, but even still getting not Revy, but Mac, getting him like in the car and out to school. He's like, I'm just going to ride my scooter real quick. He's doing a few laps around the driveway. It's like, bro, no, come
no,
on.
Dude. In the car now.
No.
Now.
No.
Okay.
My rave.
What's your
so
rave?
Yesterday. Brooke Castillo is the creator, CEO, whatever she is, I don't know, of the Life Coach School, which is where I got certified. And, I listened to her podcast for years before I got certified. I love her, and she still does live coaching. And sometimes, you know, you'll get an email saying like, oh, Brooke wants to coach you, but you have to like submit a request. Anyway, yesterday I was selected and she coached me live for the first time. And it was just really, it's cool when someone that you've been like learning from for years and have a ton of respect for, and like, I'm amazed by her brain. And I got to talk to her yesterday and she coached me, and it was really cool. I was vulnerable. And so I cried a couple times because that's just, she was like, oh, you know, you're crying. And I was like, well, that's because you're Brooke and I am vulnerable right now. I wasn't like, emotionally upset, but it was just like, I'm talking about vulnerable things because when you're getting coached, you show up kind of raw, right? But I did cry a couple times just because that's how I am.
That's what you do.
But it was really cool to like get to, to hear her brain talk specifically to me and help me through some stuff. So yeah, that was cool.
That is so cool. I didn't know that happened. Did that happen after we recorded Patreon? That's amazing.
It happened before, actually. It was the 11 o'clock that I had yesterday. But I didn't talk about it. I guess I could have talked about it on Patreon. But I didn't really talk about it because...
Yeah.
Well, first, I didn't know if I wanted to share because then people can go, you got to subscribe to the thing. It's a private thing. So it's like a membership. But I didn't want to talk about it on social because I don't want people to go listen to it. But you guys can. I mean, if you want to, you have to pay $250 to go be a member. Yeah. So if you really want to know what That's she coached so cool. me on that much, go ahead. I really have no shame about anything, but yeah.
Awesome. My rave is kind of a hangover. So if you guys listened to last week's episode, this will make sense. If you didn't, it will not. But last week's episode, I got a bunch of packages swiped from my doorstep. And okay, after we hit the stop on the podcast, on that day the packages were swiped, Chris got a text message from the police officer who had come to our house to investigate. And he said, in the text message, some of your items have been recovered. Can I swing by? And Chris was like, oh my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. So the police officer came by. It was like two of the 12 items. And they were like small fries, like clearly the discarded. It was like one kid's book and one replacement pacifier for Ellie. It was like not
but he, the what he stuff likes the that Percy I was
hoping
pillow.
For.
He said, this well, one's for
he
me.
Hasn't got. Yeah, he liked that. He took it home with him for his
bed. He's like, I'll discard the pacifier and the book, but I'm keeping the Percy pillow. Yeah.
That's actually exactly what he did.
Yeah. And the women's nightgown.
So the police officer comes back and he's like, here's your things. And he gave us like some of the ripped up boxes. And I knew that Chris was going out to talk to the police officer. So I was like, poke around and see if you can figure out any of the story. And
you told him this. He instructed Chris to do this.
I told Chris, I was like, you got to like poke around and see what it'll tell you, So apparently what had happened while the police officer, so my rave is just this story and that the police officer was like, I don't know, recovered even anything, but then like came back and he was like, it's just a super friendly guy. And he comes back and he's like, while I was at your house, I got a text message from another police officer in the neighborhood, like next to ours. And he's like, I ignored it. But as it so happens, when I like got in the car, I called him back and he had found these thieves in a parking lot. Like he didn't like they had raced off before the police officer could get him. Oh. But he saw just like they're like a bunch of kids going through all these packages, like tearing through them. And one of them left their ID. and he's like, this is, and I don't know really why he called the cop that we were talking to, like what the connection was there. But he's like, oh my gosh, I was just talking to like us and they had their packages stolen. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you called right at that exact same time. And we weren't the only ones. He cased the whole neighborhood. He was like flipping people off. There was a group. It turns out there was a group of three. One of them left their ID. The person who left their ID was someone that they've been after for a while because there's a club close by, like a fitness club. And someone had this, what they think was this woman had broken into the club, into one of the lockers, gotten the keys to someone's car and jacked someone's car. And they've been thinking it was her, but they had nothing to stick her with. And so our packages could have led to this gal getting busted.
Whoa! What a moron. How did she leave her ID out?
I have no idea. And then the police officer was like, and we're thinking during the holidays of like trying to do this thing where we like leave dummy packages out for people to steal. Mm-hmm. And then we can... sting operation. Would you guys want to be a part of it? And we're like, oh, hell yes.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Hell yes. Because last week I said, what recourse is there? You know, you just feel violated and vulnerable. And it just is packages, but it's still, you just feel that.
But it's
sense
like on your, it's not like they stole them from the post office.
My things.
They stole them from your house in your place. Yeah. This is violating.
That's the recourse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, now
take
we're on
them
a,
down,
now
Lutz.
We have a vendetta. We have a vendetta.
Yes.
So anyway, you guys, I can't wait for next week's episode. We have a surprise guest who's very near and dear to us and is going to give us, well, anyway, whatever. You guys will hear. And I can't wait for it. And I just love you guys so much. You
Both
can sit
us
with
love
us.
Love you so much. I love you too. Also, I love you more than you so much. You can sit with us always.
You can sit with us always.
And we will.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.